Good day, November 12th. Well, today is the idea to make an attempt to get a visa for Liberia. As you're already noticing, those visas are a big deal and are in transition to being electronic or via the internet, but have not felt too good about those ventures yet. I felt like for Mauritania that ended up paying twice for it, pretty much. So when I can, I want to do it in person for now. It turns out that I'm staying about a kilometer and a half from where the embassy is, provided that they're still in the same place, which hasn't always happened. So I'm going to be walking there. And so I did walk there and was there right in time. So there was no excuse for anybody else be ahead of me and just get on with it. Well, it was a matter of an application. And then the good news was that I could have it in about a week, 7 days. And that meant a fee of $100. Well, somehow I wasn't intending to stay another week in Freetown. It's an okay place, but places to go and things to do. So then the expedited way came up, and that meant paying an extra $50, which was not receipted for. And then I would be able to get it maybe the same day, or maybe not, but sooner than 7 days. So I opted for that option, and got most everything kind of done. And then, of course, it comes to the payment part. Well, same song and dance. That needed to be going to a bank, an Ecobank at that. And I dealt with Ecobank a little bit before. They did not share which branch I needed to go to. And looking at the map, a lot of them had ATMs only, and that was not going to work. So I needed an open branch. So I opted for one. I had walked to the embassy, so I now had to go pick up my car to be able to make some hay. Another option would have been to take either a taxi or the little scooter things, or jump on someone's motorbike. But since I had plans for the car later, I figured I may as well drive. And it wasn't that far away anyway. Well, the first Ecobank I went to, they pointed to the one that I was already had been close to. Just wasn't very obvious. The bank was on Wilkinson Road, but the address wasn't. It was off the side street, so hard to find, difficult, whatever. So I ended up going to that bank, and I'm in line, and the network goes down. Oh, we've heard that before. Well, did that for a while. And then I decided that I should go and do the car thing if I'm not getting anything done here anyway. So drove to the car place. There was a recommendation via a few people, Sarah Motors in Freetown, and explored what the options were. I spoke with the owner, who I had spoken with by phone before. And so that was all pretty straightforward. And you basically pay for the inspection, unless they also get to do the work, then they deduct it from the inspection fee. Well, I wasn't gonna make any time sitting around, so they were gonna do the work anyway. So opted for coming back tomorrow, first thing. So that would be the 13th to attend to that, since it was already early afternoon and it wasn't going to be happening all in a few hours anyway. So onwards, back to the hotel, and decided to have a beer on the outside area of the hotel. And so I have this person there that's floating around, and start a conversation. Well, it turns out this was Alpha Jallo. I hope I pronounce it right, Alpha. Alpha is someone born in Sierra Leone, he really speaks almost better Dutch than I do these days. It turns out he's a physiotherapist who got his education and time spent in the Netherlands from 1997 to 2019, and was a physiotherapist in Leiden last, and we just had conversations like we were back in Holland. It was absolutely amazing, and we were both very, very surprised. It turned out that he has an office below the hotel where I'm staying, and just as a very rare thing, he opted for getting a beer after work this one time, and we ended up making a good conversation. Well, I found another friend, and it's totally just was really a really fun thing. He's now permanently in Sierra Leone, although he does also have a Dutch passport as well. He has both, so we can still go back and visit and what have you. A very, very jolly person. It was a pleasure to meet him. That wasn't it for the day. Then I went to another place, part of the restaurant, and there was people who were having other conversations. It turned out a young lady that is from the Netherlands, doing all kinds of NGO work in Sierra Leone, having already done that since 2021, we have somewhat of a break. So it's all over, people are all over, and it's a big part of what I enjoy is to meet people that do everything and anything and have things on their mind. They have a purpose, they want to do things. So it made for a pretty special day. And more tomorrow. Thanks for attending.